This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com. Bicycle,
bicycle. I actually should be riding my bicycle, but I have no excuse. Ben Midgley's on the line from Crunch Fitness. He is the CEO of Crunch Franchise. I have to make sure I get that right. By the way, if you want more information, go to crunchfranchise.com. Crunch Fitness is one of the fastest launch of any full-size franchise in the history of the fitness industry. So, Ben, thank you for being with us, by the way. I have so many people. I work with the Franchise Expo, and so many great opportunities out there. Fitness, to me, is one of those, I don't know, it's one of those feel-good things. Maybe it's the pheromones you get after you've worked out a little bit and you just feel good, feel better about yourself, and just good energy associated with it. But now, here's my question for you. Let's talk about if somebody wants to get into a franchise like Crunch, and maybe you could talk about, you know, some of the steps that people should go through or think about.
Yeah, it's a long one. Like we were saying in the last segment there, when people come to talk to us about franchising. Sometimes they might buy a franchise in, you know, 30 days or 60 days, but we've had folks that have taken as long as 3 years to decide to come on. I mean, you get to know everything about each other in that time frame, and that's just the way people are. You know, everybody has this different decision-making processes, different situations, scenarios they're dealing with in their life. Stepping into a franchise can be reasonably inexpensive. A lot of times if you go for a franchise that's, you know, very, very low on the investment level, the potential income is commensurate with the lower investment, generally the higher investment, and not all the time. Okay, so I want to clarify that. It gives you the opportunity to make higher returns, but you're taking on, obviously, greater financial risk, right?
Right.
So when someone decides to go forward based on whatever industry they're going to choose to go after, first, you know, they're going to have whatever motivation it is. They're currently in a job, or they've lost their job. They have some money taken, set aside that they want to use. They've always had a lifetime passion to go somewhere else or do something, or they want to build something that's more lasting they can hand down to their family. The motivations are all different. So I just wanted to say that because it's not, you know, you're miserable in your current job or situation, so you want to do something else. There's any number of things that could lead someone into starting their own business or franchising.
Right.
So.
Sure.
After somebody kind of gets through that process and they decide they're going to, you know, make that move, then generally folks start to grapple with, well, what's my risk involved in this? How much is it going to change my life? How much time am I going to have to commit to it? And that's a big process in itself, just getting through that stage. You may have children or dependents that you need to take care of, so you've got to assess how much time can I actually dedicate to this business. Now, moving into a franchise isn't an automatic sign that you're going to succeed. It's not a guarantee, and any franchise would disclose that to you. You know, you have to operate in such and such a manner and do these things, and these are the risks involved in our industry, so on and so forth. But you know, once you choose what you're going after, based on the amount of time and effort you can put into it, you want to make sure you're going to have enough time to make sure it's successful, because you're going to have to be a major part of that business becoming successful. If somebody just goes in there and they take sort of a hands-off operation approach, then generally you don't have as good a chance of being successful as if you're, you know, really passionate, really motivated, really driven and involved in your business, okay?
Right.
So you look at all these different options out there and you find where you feel comfortable based on your needs, desires, interests, and then you take that first step. And that first step is, okay, I'm going to start research. And you go online, you start to look at companies' websites, look at reviews, maybe stop into the businesses, maybe you're going to choose to take a step in a business that you patronize all the time,
right?
You know, because
sure,
you think they're successful and you want to do it.
Yep.
So you figure out what you want to do, and then you go to a more advanced level of learning, and that is reaching out to the franchisor.
Yeah.
You're going to want to talk to them. You're going to want to get their FDD. All franchisors that are registered in the United States, they have what's called a franchise disclosure document, and it's a federal document that you have to file, and you're required to give to potential franchisees. In some cases, that document could be 100 pages, and in some cases, it could be 1,500 pages, depending on how large the franchisor is. But the first step, generally, with any franchise, is you go online, you submit your name and what have you, and indication of interest. Many franchises actually have financial requirements that kind of just say, look, if you're not within this category, it's not going to be worth your time or not going to be worth our time to
right.
get you open. They all tell you that. For us, for example, you've got to have at least $1 million net worth and about $400,000 to $500,000 in liquid capital. You know, just because we deal with large spaces, 20 to 30,000 square feet, you have to be able to secure a commercial lease.
Right.
And you're going to put, you know, $500,000 to $700,000 of equipment in there. You've got to get a lease for that equipment as well.
So. Which is amazing. And to tell you the success story that I, you know, with what you just said, that you've sold 100 so far already in October of this year.
Through October.
Okay. Yep. It's just, it's amazing though, because there are people that, you know, they can buy that work from home $10,000 franchise, but you're to buy a Crunch franchise, that's a serious business. And congratulations on the amazing growth. You're doing something right. That's why I wanted to spend this time with you, because these people that are out there considering, they're sitting on the fence, maybe they're like, oh, I don't know. But, you know, they go to the gym every day. They see the success year after year after year of these gyms growing and expanding. And, you know, I mean, a gym is a place, it's a gathering place. So to me, again, I love the fact that you guys are growing the way you are with such a big investment that it does take. So it's accolades to you guys. But so now in the last final minute or so, the most important thing I think you said there was to spend the time, do the research, make sure you familiarize yourself. I mean, because
meet everyone in person.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like a marriage. You're getting married and you're going to spend your lives together until, of course, maybe, you know, the great thing is, wouldn't it be great if you could sell your marriage? Because at the end, you can sell your company.
I'm not going there.
Mine's up for sale right now, by the way. But at the end of the day, what do you think is the most important thing besides getting familiar? I mean, obviously, your financial information.
Yeah. The familiarity part is to make sure you know what you're stepping into.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
A lot of times, STDs have earnings claims. It's hard to decipher how much you can actually make. That's usually the first thing on people's mind.
Right.
But, I mean, you got to get in. You got to meet the people.
Yeah.
I'm the CEO. I'm going to meet every prospect before they come in. They have to be comfortable. Our view, and I think one of the reasons we sell a lot, and hopefully most franchisors do this, is it's not about just driving the sales. I know that might sound cliche, right, because everybody wants to sell more. But we want people to understand everything about this. We want to paint almost as straightforward and straight-lined of an opinion of how successful you can be or how much of a failure you can be in our business, so you go into this eyes wide open.
Yeah.
So no matter where this goes in 6 months or a year or 5 years, you know it's a partnership. We both have a role in this, and if we can work together, you're going to be successful, ideally, right?
That's what
we
it
both
is.
Both do our parts. But if you don't have that information and you come into a franchise that you chose and all of a sudden things go sideways, then, you know, you're going to be wishing you did all that extra research and spent that extra time with people before you bought it.
There you go. Well, you will meet Ben Midgley if you want to buy a Crunch franchise. Like he says, he meets everyone. And with 100 sold so far this year, it's absolutely amazing. You can find out more about them at crunchfranchise.com. Ben, thanks for hanging with us a little bit and talking about it, because you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are looking for change. So I just wanted to give them a little window into your world.
No question. It's been wonderful. Thanks for having me. Great questions. I hope anybody who's going out there to look at a franchise really takes the time and finds something they love and they know they're going to enjoy doing in the future.
Very good. CrunchFranchise.com. There's an opportunity for you folks out there if you are looking for something great, fun, and you want to be in good shape. All right. We'll take a break. You're listening to Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.